In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Law, I wish to state that on January 22, 2016, the notice of this meeting of the Upper Township Committee was posted on the official Township Bulletin Board, mailed to the Cape May County Gazette, the Atlantic City Press, the Ocean City Sentinel, Ledger, the Herald Times, and filed with the Township Clerk. Tonight's meeting is being video recorded up until the closed session portion of this meeting and will be available on UTTV Channel 97 and on the Upper Township website. I hereby direct that this announcement made a part of the minutes of this meeting. I would ask all to rise for the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Barbara, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Barr?
Here.
Mr. Goggins?
Here.
Mr. Pearson?
Here.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Mayor Colombo?
Here.
All members are present.
Someone like to make a motion to approve the minutes for January 6th, reorganization, January 11th, regular minutes, and also closed session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any corrections, deletions, omissions that anyone's aware of? Hearing none. Barbara, would you call the roll?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
Barbara, do you have anything for us this evening?
Nothing this evening, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Daniel?
Nothing at this time, but we do have some litigation and personnel for closed session.
Okay. Paul?
Good evening. Just wanted to let you know I will be out meeting with OEM, state OEM, and FEMA officials probably tomorrow morning to do a preliminary damage assessment for the storm that happened on Tuesday weekend. And also just wanted to let the committee know that there's a good likelihood that this week they will be switching the traffic over on the Route 50 bridge project and implementing the alternating one-way traffic with the traffic signal on the bridge itself. It's still weather dependent and some other timing factors, but we're probably within, if it doesn't happen this week, it'll happen very shortly. So I just wanted to make sure the committee and the public are aware of that change coming up. And I believe they, you know, I don't know if they had that meeting, but I know that they were trying to meeting with EMS and Tuckahoe Fire to go over, you know, how they can work the control in case of emergency and what contingency plans they have. So they have a full understanding of how that signal is going to work.
We're going to post that on our TV, right?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Barbara?
I have nothing this evening.
Good. Mr. Coggins?
I'd like to thank everybody for their participation in tonight's budget workshop and also compliment Public Works on the splendid job they did of snow removal and handling all the other storm-related issues that we had over the weekend.
Okay. I'll touch on that a little bit myself when we get to me.
Like, again, say thanks to all the Public Works guys. I got nothing but compliments on the street today. We're going around on a job well done, so. Manny's Field, just give you a little report on. We had somebody go out on the football field and the soccer field again, doing donuts and tore the one field up pretty good again. Talked to Paul, we're going to have to look at some way to be able to close those fields off of the entryways. Right now we have the emergency access for you at the end by the playground. That's right where they came in, just made a straight beeline down to the other end and just started tearing it up pretty good. I think we need to put gates on them. And I think we need to look at when we have snow, our guys go in and out of there, but that gate should be shut at Sunset Road. And nobody should be going back in there. So, then eliminate them from going in the pit. But they're the same ones that are doing the damage on the field. So I think we should gate that off. You know, anytime we have accumulation of snow. And the employees, as they go in and out, can open it and close the gate as they go in and out.
Typically, it should have been closed. I mean, we'll have to look into it, but typically it would have been closed.
No, I want it closed.
I know, but typically, that's what normal routine is. At the end of in the evening, you know, so Friday evening, it would have been closed, and it wouldn't have been, obviously, they, you know, in snow emergency, I don't believe they go and open them up during the snow time, so I...
Yeah, I mean, the tire marks were going right down into the pit. And, you know, they came, like I said, they came right in. So we had to look at some way to secure that.
Well, there again, we talked about in that budget, that's one of the reasons why we, you know, we're asking for those cyber locks. You know, that, you know, we have locks on the gates, but if we don't know who has sometimes the keys to the gates, so if we can have better access control, I think that could help solve our problems.
We're going to have to look at ways to fence all those fields in once and for all and get them completely enclosed. And even with the bike paths, if you look at the openings going from the roadways to the bike path, they're big enough to get a car through. It might be something where we have to narrow them down. So, the other thing we did, cruise over this week in front of Codwell Park, doing some cleanup over there, getting rid of the dead trees and a lot of the brush that was there. And really a nice job on it. I mean, they're not done yet, but security-wise, you can now see in the park. Before, you couldn't even see in the park. So, liability-wise, security-wise, I think it's a good thing to finally get accomplished.
Okay.
Oh, and we will be having a meeting coming up this week, probably, for the Easter egg hunt. So, Barb, I'll let you know.
Not too far away, I guess.
Yeah, so
8 weeks.
That's it.
Mr. Moore.
Kudos again to the Public Works Department, EMS, OEM, Fire Department, and our troopers. I know at times when nothing's really going on, there's a lot of sibling rivalries between us, but when it comes to the rubber meeting the road and having to respond to a lot of these calls for service, you guys all step to the plate and everything worked out well again. And, you know, like I put on the Facebook, a lot of people don't realize that when we're home snuggled in our beds, you guys are out there removing trees and everything. So it's greatly appreciated. And I think a little bit of a message got out to the public. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like there were a lot of people parking their cars off the roadway. So, you know, that helps the guys when they're out there plowing, guys and girls, excuse me. When they're out there plowing those roadways. So next time it snows, make sure you keep the vehicle off the roadway. That's all I have to report.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Pearson.
Good evening, everyone. Same thing, kudos to the first responders and Public Works Department. Excellent job. Same thing going down. We even provided mutual aid to Seattle City Fire Department, so that was quite a unique matter in the height of the storm. We had our rabies clinic back here in January, and we did 98 dogs and 30 cats. We basically vaccinated 128 animals. We'd like to do better than that. The next clinic is February the 6th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine at the Shore Animal Clinic. So I'd really like to get the public out there and take care of this. Also, the rescue squad has a rose sale, 13, 14 February. Am I correct on that, Chief? And I believe it's 8 to 4 p.m. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's all I have to say.
They always get me out of trouble.
You know, that this past weekend is really a way for us to get a good handle on how our resources are being utilized and how our staff performs. And we have a unique situation here in the township where it's not only plowing streets and making sure that the trees and the branches have come down, it's also flooding in our Barrier Island section of Strathmere as well as on Harbor Road. In fact, Mr. Barr and I had the good fortune to drive with Mr. Jones, Michael Jones, over on one of the deuce and a half trucks. We took two over there. There were a few residents that wanted to be evacuated. We went over there. The flooding certainly in Strathmere was worse than what was originally anticipated. There was a lot of debris and there was a lot of other issues that getting there, you know, what causeway to take. So we do a lot of planning over the years. We do a lot of trying to get, you know, equipment acquisitions through through the military surplus and those kind of things. And those vehicles were put to good use over this weekend. And so we had the OEM center open here in the township, and the rescue squad manned that.
thanks to Chief Potter and Melissa and his and their staff. They were here 5 a.m. Saturday and stayed through at least noon on Sunday so that we had telephones available. And thank you to Mike Jones for assisting in a lot of those, well, plowing, and not only that, assisting us with the OEM. I want to thank Chris Thomas yesterday. I personally called him to say that, you know, we had a pump in Strathmere that was covered and buried and there was debris there. You know, could we work something out? He sent his staff over there. He was very cooperative trying to get things done. And in fact, when we came back from Strathmere, our supervisor was out using the snowblower doing the pavement out front here in the Township Hall. So everybody chips in. It reminds me of the old story when I owned a pharmacy. I was the pharmacist and I was still the person that took the trash out. So, you know, I think everybody and our staff really digs down when we have some of these higher than normal, you know, episodes that we're trying to work. And again, this was during a weekend, so a lot of folks had little sleep, had put in a full week's of regular work, and were there during the weekend and were there today to do their normal job. So we're really fortunate with the staff that we have. Everyone rose to the occasion. I hope that, you know, that was it for the winter. I'm not so sure that's the case. But you know, I think we've proven that when you have good plans in place, things work smoothly. And, you know, we always have some bumps in the roads, but for the most part, everything went very, very well. And let's hope that, you know, if we have another storm in the future, that the same thing holds true. So, but thank you to everybody. It was a great job.
We've had a request at all of our recreation facilities, especially the playgrounds, to put up signs of the smoke-free zone in the playground areas. So, yeah, to what extent you want to do it, I don't know. I think around the playground areas, especially the little kids, would be a good place to start, or designate smoking areas or whatever. And, so I guess we need to get signs made.
I think I should do signs in Caldwell, Amanda's Field, and all of our little tot lots. As well.
That may require an ordinance.
We may have that already. Something in the back of my mind tells me that it may be in our recreation facilities.
Isn't that a state statute at this point?
Public buildings are not supposed to be smoke free.
Public buildings.
Yeah, no, buildings.
No, but I think playgrounds is included in that.
I think Egg Harbor Township just passed an ordinance on that recently.
Well, in any event, we'll let Dan do the research on that. If he could give us that, a report back next meeting, and we'll move forward with something like that. If we need to do an ordinance, we will.
Okay.
If we're covered by existing ordinance or statute.
Back of my mind tells me we may have some regulations. Maybe not to the extent or specific nature that will be indicated, but I think we do have something along those lines.
Okay. Great. So thank you very much for your input. Let's go to the resolutions.
Okay, item number one, congratulating employee Karen Buchanan of the Upper Township Municipal Clerk's Office for her winning entry in the Upper Township Safety Award Program for the first quarter of 2016.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number two, refund EMS ambulance billing overpayment to AARP Healthcare Options Medigap.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Would you call the roll?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number three, authorizing a shared services agreement with the County of Cape May for animal sheltering services.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Let's call the roll.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number four, authorizing the Township of Upper to enter into a contract with Better Hearing Incorporated to provide hearing examinations.
Move the resolution.
Second. What did you say, Mark?
Please go ahead.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson? Mr.
Yes.
Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number five, authorizing the mayor and township clerk to sign and submit a safety contract for participation in the Atlantic County Municipal Joint Insurance Fund 2016 Safety Incentive Program.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number six, renewal of mining licenses for the license year 2016.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Do we have them all in?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
We do have them all in.
There there's no issues. Plan. This is not the full year for the planning board. This is just a renewal.
This is a one of our mid-year ones. They're all in general conformance. I've been out there inspecting over the, make spot inspections during the year. There's a couple of them that, we routinely have issues with tracking of the dirt out on the road, and it's kind of a continual process that kind of, you got to keep bugging them, and it's the same two that, are the most frequent ones, but other than that, everybody's in good compliance with our ordinances.
Okay, good to hear. Call the roll.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number seven, authorizing a contract amendment with Jersey Web Design and Francis E. Corcoran for website services.
Move the resolution.
Second.
This is something that we talked about at the last meeting. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number eight, appointment of Lauren Sachs as MAC coordinator to the Upper Township Ocean City Municipal Alliance Committee.
Move the resolution.
Second.
And that's good news because we have struggled to have that position filled. Again, we partner with Ocean City and the MAC, and there's some significant amount of work that goes along with it, so we're happy that Lauren has agreed to come on board and help us out. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number nine, authorizing the purchase of certain items from the 2013 Capital Improvement Bond Ordinance in the amount of $42,310.92.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. I'm sorry, Bart. Just a note on this. This is $42,000 less the $300,000 that we were just talking
about
earlier.
Got it.
Under new business, item number 10, Upper Township PTO request to hold a raffle number 454 at the Upper Township Middle School on February 28, 2016.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number 11, Upper Township PTO request to hold a raffle number 455 at the Upper Township Middle School on March 15th, 2016.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number 12, Ocean City Crew Boosters request to hold raffles number 456 at the Tuckahoe Inn on Fridays beginning April 1st, 2016 through May 20th, 2016.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Colombo?
Yes.
Motion is carried. Item number 13 under discussion is proposed accessory apartment ordinance.
I just wanted to follow up a little bit on the prior discussions on this, just to give the committee an update. The accessory apartment ordinance was recommended by the planning board as part of the master plan reexamination, I believe, in 2008. And it really hasn't been addressed or brought up since then, but in connection with our current review of our affordable housing and housing element of our master plan, it was thought that we should look at this because now, in lieu of COA reviewing our plan and approving it, we're in the middle of a court supervised review of our plan. That being the case, and since it's been 7.5 years mm-hmm. since it was recommended as part of the last master plan review, after discussing it with Paul, I thought it best that we refer it to the subcommittee that's handling the housing issues. Not that you wouldn't want to move forward, but I think the left hand kind of needs to know what the right hand's doing. It may be that it's moved, but it's moved in context of our entire plan, not just a piece of it. And we do have a meeting tomorrow with that subcommittee, and I'd like to get a little more direction on it. So you know what it is, it's limited the way it's presented now to 10 accessory apartments, which means that you would have, in the way it was anticipated 8 years ago, 7 years ago, was that you would have a primary use, be it a commercial use or a residential use, and you could have a secondary use of an affordable housing unit on your property. But throughout the township, it was limited to 10. So it's not like a use that would take over our township or change the character of the township. And we actually allow that type of use now, not in an affordability context, but in commercial zones. And we've actually had, I think, Rich and I were talking about this earlier today, we had a planning board application that instead of building or contributing or producing an affordable housing unit, used the accessory program to do that, even though we didn't have an ordinance like this that required it. So my point is that while we are have some of our zones that would allow it, it might be best in the big context to have the subcommittee that's dealing with it look at it, maybe tweak it, or bring it back to us as a package with all the other things. If they actually review it and think it needs to be done right away, we're going to bring it right back to you and do it right away. Mm-hmm. But that's my recommendation after talking to Paul. Yeah. And
quick question on it. If you're only going to permit 10 throughout the whole township, how's the selection process go?
Or well, nobody goes out and selects it. They come in, they would come in and propose it. And then once you get to 10, we'd say, sorry, we're full.
Or there's no, I mean, because there's a subsidy drives with it, there's a payment that you make to the property owner to help subsidize and bring that cost down. You know, those funds come from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund as part of a spending plan of the overall program. Really, it's limited to 10 because you want to see, A, is the program viable? There's a lot of times COA doesn't allow you to put it. You know, we could sit there and say, oh, we're going to do 100 of them. Well, if you've never done it before, it's not realistic. COA is not going to give you, you know, authorization or credit for that many. So most towns will start it at a small number, A, to see, like with Dan said, is it viable? You know, how's it going to do? You don't want it to change the character and nature of neighborhoods and things like that. So we started at a low number that is reasonable to get some credit for, but also reasonable to implement.
Right. So basically the same thing Kate May's done?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not saying that you couldn't come back, you know, if we had, you know, if this was successful and we got 10 and it was working, you know, the house, you know, the planning board and township committee could relook at it and say, hey, let's add another 5 or let's add,
it
has that flexibility.
We can discuss the criteria tomorrow.
Correct.
As far as, you know.
All right. But from a start out of a program, COA's, you know, and, you know, they're not going to let you start with more than
Yeah, that's fine. I was just wondering what the process was. So.
Okay, so this discussion could be later agendized, but we're going to, right for the time being, we're sending
Yeah, and it may be part of a larger package later on. I did have some questions on procedurally what's the right way to present it in terms of notices and things, but that can be dealt with after the subcommittee reviews it.
Okay. The next discussion should be interesting.
Item number 14, possible invasive plant ordinance.
Again, a prior meeting, you requested that we get you samples of other municipal ordinances. I think I provided 4 of them. They're all essentially the same. The primary distinction is that some prohibit a more broader class of plant. Some just narrowly focus on the bamboo species. Others include vines. I think of one of them mentioned poison ivy and other invasive plants that are considered nuisances. two aspects, as I indicated previously, if you read the ordinances, there are two aspects to it. One prohibits it in the future from being planted, but if you already have it, it requires you to contain it, and then it provides mechanisms to fine you and or go in and have it removed.
But looking at the Ocean City, I mean, that, I agree with what you say there, but it also says that if somebody files a complaint, then we have to go out and determine if it's invasive or it's not being contained. If it's not, then they have to remove it?
They have to remove it, yes.
Because that?
Well, when, remove it depends upon when it was planted. If it was planted after the ordinance, they'd have to remove it. It was prohibited.
Right.
If it was planted before the ordinance and then ran onto the other property, they'd have to remove it and contain it.
So if they don't, just the adjoining property.
Yes.
Then contain it.
Yes, they could keep it on their own, but they'd have to prove to a court that I'm containing it. It's because you can't pass a law for something that happened before.
Right.
I would just make a note, you know, there has been issues in Strathmere for, you know, some of the undeveloped properties of Phragmites and poison ivy growing over and going into other properties. So, addressing some of those other invasive species, you know, and including them in that list may not be a bad idea.
So if you were to do invasive plants, are you going to name the examples?
We generally define what an invasive nuisance type plant is, and then give some examples, but it would not be exhaustive.
Right. So it would be these, you know, including these, but
not limited.
Not limited, right.
Hey, give an example. Between me and my neighbor, I have vines I put up on the trellis. Well, every year or two, I got to go back and cut them off, otherwise they'll take over their backyard. And that could be a problem for a neighbor if that happened.
So what would you like Mr. Young to look at? One specific plant, or do it invasive in general and give examples?
If we're going to do it, it has to be invasive in general.
Yeah.
But if we go one specific plant, somebody's going to come back in every 6 months and say, well, what about this? We're never going to redo this.
So the one like Brick Township plant?
Bring it in for introduction, or do you want to review it first?
No, I think that, you know, the examples that were given to us, we have enough to make a decision with. And, I mean, we had said that we wanted to move forward with this anyway, but we wanted to see some examples. So, I mean, I'm inclined to say, let's just move forward and start drafting the ordinance.
Okay.
So do you need a vote for that?
No. A direction, you'll vote when you read it.
I mean, everybody else is comfortable with that, right?
No objection here.
Okay.
Good going.
Sounds like a plan.
Before you move on, I did look at the ordinance while we were hitting some of the agenda items. And as I suspected, my memory's not always what it should be, but we do have in section 26-3.7 of our use of facilities a use restriction that the use of alcohol, drugs, tobacco, profanity, and abusive language are strictly prohibited in or about township facilities. So I think you can put up the signs. There's also a penalty if you violate the ordinance. So.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay with us to get signs and
absolutely
them around playgrounds and other areas?
Yep. Okay, so would someone like to make a motion to pay the bills?
I hereby move that all claims submitted for payment at this meeting be approved and then incorporated into the full minutes of this meeting.
Second, would you call the roll?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Goggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
There are no reports from the municipal department. So at this time, we'll open it up. Would someone from the public like to address the township committee? Please state your name and your address and what you would like to bring before the Township Committee. Well, it appears that everyone's content and everything's going well. So I will close the public portion of the meeting and entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
I hereby move that a resolution be incorporated into the minutes authorizing the Township Committee to enter into an executive session for the following matters pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act. Litigation on Tax Court Appeals, McArdle versus Upper Township, and the DEP BPU appeals regarding South Jersey Gas.
So
also personnel. I also include in my motion the estimated time and the circumstances under which the discussion in closed session can be disclosed to the public as follows. It is anticipated that the matters discussed in closed session may be disclosed to the public upon the determination of the Township Committee that the public interest will no longer be served by such confidentiality. With respect to employment and personnel matters, such discussions will be made public if and when formal action is taken or when the individuals involved consent that it can be made public. With respect to litigation matters, such discussions will be made public when litigation is complete and the applicable appeal period has expired.
Second. Would you call the roll?
Mr. Barr?
Yes.
Mr. Coggins?
Yes.
Mr. Pearson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mayor Palumbo?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
Everyone have a good evening and drive safely home.